Now on the news at 1, a former Garda who was summoned to appear at a sitting of the Strokestown District Court today, charged in connection with an alleged assault during the repossession of a house near the town last December, has had his case adjourned until the 23rd of October. Our Midlands correspondent Ciarán Mullooly has more now. Ciarán, before we talk about what happened today, just remind us of the background to the case.
Yes, indeed, Claire. Listeners to the News One will remember a series of incidents that took place in Strokestown before Christmas last year when there was a house repossession at a farmyard at in the townland of Falsk. It happened on the 13th of December. On the occasion, there were a number of Gardaí present and there were a number of private security men present. Then, significantly, 4 days later, in a separate event, there was an incident in the early hours of the morning where the security guards were the subject of assault and were the subject of an attack. Now, I have to say at the outset, today's proceedings before Strokestown District Court had nothing to do with the second series of events. They are related to that afternoon of the 13th of December. 62-year-old Kevin Taylor was before the court today. He has an address of Ardna Castle Lawns in Longford, and he was summoned to face a charge of a Section 2 assault. It's a minor assault charge. He's alleged to have assaulted a private security man at Falsk on the 13th of December. But when the case was called this morning, there was no appearance for Kevin Taylor. And the Gardaí who were present said, as it was the first occasion in which this case had come before the court, they would simply seek an adjournment of proceedings to October. Now, Judge Deirdre Geraghty considered that request and eventually agreed that, indeed, the proceedings should be notified to Kevin Taylor, who would be back in court in Strokestown on the 23rd of October.
And there was a protest, Ciarán, outside?
There was a significant Garda presence. That's the first thing to say about this morning. A significant number of Gardaí, crash barriers in place outside the court, and then more than, I suppose, 25-30 protesters, perhaps up on 40 at the most, and most of them holding pictures of Kevin Taylor, the accused man, in their hand, some of them holding anti-eviction slogans, and some of them holding signs with allegations of Garda corruption allegations against unnamed Gardaí. But it was a very silent protest. I think most of those present expected to see the accused Kevin Taylor present, but he did not, and they left the court very shortly after lunchtime.
It's Ciarán Mullooly, our Midlands correspondent.